Comments on His Verses by Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. The stanza, verse 5 of the Arunachala Pancharatna says that one should completely surrender one's mind, turn it inwards and see you, the Self, within, and then see the Self in you in everything. It is only after seeing the Self within that one will be able to see the Self in everything. One must first realize there is nothing but the Self, and that He is that Self, and then only He can see everything as the form of the Self. That is the meaning of saying, see the Self in everything, and everything in the Self, as is stated in the Gita and other books. It is the same truth that is taught in stanza 4 of the reality in 40 verses. If you have the idea that you are something with form, that you are limited by this body, and that being within this body, you have to see through these eyes, God and the world also will appear to you as form. If you realize you are without form, that you are unlimited, that you alone exist, that you are the I, the infinite I, what is there to be seen apart from the infinite I? Apart from the I, there is nothing to be seen. There must be a seer for an object to be seen, and there must be space, time, etc. But if the Self alone exists, it is both seer and seen, and above seeing or being seen. From Day by Day with Bhagavan, 84-1946. Offering up the mind to you, always seeing all things as your form, worshipping only you, that one triumphs, O Arunachala, becoming absorbed in your bliss. Arunachala Pancharatnam, verse 5. If Self has form, the world and God likewise have form. If Self is without form, by whom and how can form of world and God be seen? Without the eye, can there be sight or spectacle? The Self, the real I, is infinite. Reality in 40 verses, verse 4.